Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Is this insane or genius? Santa and Raven, 1-800-330-9999. You can call, text. As the coronavirus continues to spread, and panic obviously spreads more, one dad had to take a drastic measure to make sure that his 5-year-old daughter would wash her hands because she kept refusing to wash her hands.
Sure. Kids, you know, some of them are very, very attentive to what you're telling them. Other ones, they've got their own fantasy land going on.
Even with my daughter Hayden, it's like I've told her 7,000 times, no, you got to keep doing it. It's
right.
Not 20 seconds, you know?
Right.
And it's like she understands and she's still having a hard time following through and doing it.
Sure.
So he orchestrated a fake doll death.
Good.
She has her favorite dolly.
Right. Take your favorite child's favorite friend.
Yep.
All right.
And warned her. Dolly would be sick if they didn't wash their hands. And she didn't listen. He told her that Dolly died.
Dolly passed away.
Dolly went up to Dolly heaven because Dolly did not wash her hands. And this is what the internet has been arguing about is this smart? Because drastic times call for drastic measures.
Well, I mean, you remember some of those hardest lessons ever, right? I mean, Bambi, all right? Stay with your mom in the forest fire, all right? Be smart. Look out for hunters.
Frozen, don't let your parents get on a ship.
I remember, you know? I remember those things.
I don't know. Do you think that this is just taking it too far? Or do you think that this is a kind of a good idea?
An effective measure.
Measures? Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's interesting, though, because, you know, I love creative parenting.
Right. I call it lying.
I call it creative parenting.
Anna has deceived her daughter a number of times.
When she was younger, though. Now it's harder. She knows too much.
Wait, she's slicker now, right? She can read.
Right, yep.
but Anna has deceived her daughter several times in the past.
When we would go out in public, and she would always run away from me. And it used to make me crazy. So I would point to a guy.
Right, just a random guy.
Somebody standing there.
Regular individual minding his own business, maybe out with his own family.
And I would say, that man is going to take you if you don't stay next to mommy.
Terrible!
Now, we've had several psychiatrists come on the show and say it's not a good idea.
Right!
But was it effective? Yes. 1-800-330-9999. Faking the doll's death? Insane or slightly genius?
How long did you point at me before she realized that I wasn't going to take her?
She's still scared of you. 1-800-330-9999. Is this dad genius or insane? He's in an argument with his wife because he told their 5-year-old that her dolly died because she didn't wash her hands.
He's trying to get his 5-year-old daughter to wash her hands regularly. More than regularly, frankly, just like everybody else is trying to do right now in the country.
Yeah, she's being very defiant.
That's right. Yeah. Not only is she just not forgetting, she's being defiant about it, okay?
Yeah.
So as much as they touch it, whatever, he's desperate. He's looking for a tactic that will be effective.
And Santa and Raven, what do you think about this? Because his wife is so mad. Like, you told her that her dolly died?
Man, bury the best friend and you'll never forget it. I promise you that.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's Santa and Raven.
I think it's awful. Sorry. I mean, it's probably a dozen other ways I can't think of right now. Just get your child to wash your hands or make it important. But seriously, to make that your dolly died, just look what could happen to you. I mean, I agree. It's almost emotional abuse. Kids' imaginations are wild at that age. And you could really put something in her head that she'll never get out.
And Ann Raven, what do you think about this?
Good morning. Well, it is a little cruel to put the doll down since. But in all honesty, it might work.
Oh, right. I mean, I think it'll work. It drives the point home. Here's the other thing, too. The doll can come back. The doll can come back.
Is that what we want to teach, though, our kids about death?
I mean, we're already teaching them that. They got time travel and stuff in movies. In the Avengers, they had that whole snap thing, unsnap thing. I mean, people can come back.
Yes, exactly. And if she does wash her hands, then she will come back to life and be better.
Now, I wouldn't, hold off too long. I wouldn't have her, like, come back, say, when she graduates high school or on her, 18th birthday or the day she gets married. I mean, I would probably do it sooner than that. But, I could give it a week or so till she gets the hand-washing thing really down.
That's exactly right. And kids don't like to wash hands. They want to play and eat right away. It is a tricky area to play with.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You think it's insane or genius what this guy did?
Insane. Definitely 100% insane. No, that's crazy.
So what would you do if your kid wouldn't wash their hands no matter how many times you told them?
Honest, I think I would give them like a reward every time they wash their hands, not threaten to kill their dolly.
Like bribery. A dog treat.
Bribery.
Right.
Bribery. Right. Cash.
Yeah.
This is $5, but now you've touched money and now you have to go wash your hands again.
Candy. Anything.
Candy.
Right. Right. You did wash your hands, but you gained 23 pounds in the last 3 days of quarantine. But right.
Anna and Raven, insane or genius?
I think it's genius. My daughter is going to be 10, and she still believes that if she lies, her ears turn red.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they probably do. I mean, physically, if you're staring at them, they feel the heat. They know the lie. Like, that's a regular human response, but now you've ingrained it in them.
Right.
That's a smart play. Hey, move.
I believe in the power of suggestion. I bet you it actually does happen because she believes it.
She's now been believed to do it. At least she feels the heat on them.
It's like when I tell Hayden that my daughter, my older one, if she doesn't eat broccoli, she'll get constipated and then eventually her tummy will explode.
What?
Like, that's a real thing.
I mean, you're really sick, right?
What? No, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
Right. So you use poop as an example or lack of.
Right. Anna and Raven, what do you think? Genius or insane?
Genius. In fact, I do have 3 kids, and one of them is a teenager, and I have 5 cameras, fake cameras inside the house, and they do swear that they work. So you have whatever you have to do to keep the kids in check.
You lie to them about the cameras in the house recording everything they do. That is really creative
Big
parenting.
Big brother is watching.
I like that.
Yeah, because you're a liar.
We took a poll on Facebook, and I was shocked by what people had to say. We're going to get to that coming up next with Anna and Raven. Genius or insanity? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. There is a father that posted on Reddit because his wife was mad at him. Why? They couldn't get their 5-year-old to wash her hands. You know, with the coronavirus, everybody's terrified. And the one thing we know to do is to keep washing our hands.
Yes.
So he told her that her dolly died because Dolly didn't wash her hands. So you got to wash your hands because poor Dolly.
Why is Dolly laying down? What happened to Dolly? Did you wash her hands 5 times yesterday like Dad told you? Maybe.
No.
And the bottom lip just starts to quiver.
Oh, no.
And then he carries Dolly out. They put her outside on the back on the fire pit and do the funeral pyre thing like she was a Viking.
Yeah, and they set her off on the raft.
Oh, so sad. On the outdoor pool.
On our Facebook page last night, we said, what do you think about this? Because I'm into creative parenting. I don't think I'm
AKA
into this.
AKA lying. Anna has deceived her daughter many times. It's getting harder now that she's getting older.
Yeah, she understands too much. But the little one, the 16-month-old, man, she's got all the creative parenting coming.
Right.
We asked on Facebook, Kathy wrote, it's insanity. The whole world has gone kibbutz. I haven't heard somebody use the word kibbutz in a long time.
I mean, that's not an answer to the question, though.
Right. It's insanity. Debbie wrote, it's borderline emotional abuse, in my opinion. People really don't think before they speak. But Michelle wrote, I guess I'm the only one who thinks this is a genius idea. Parents have to take measures needed to get tasks done as fast as possible.
Mm.
The child is not damaged, won't need therapy, and is certainly not emotional abuse.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do you think?
We're already too far in general. So whatever you got to do to teach your kid how to wash your hands, then you got to do what you got to do.
Right. If he had put, he should have treated Dolly for the funeral in a hazmat suit. That would really drive the point home, right?
Exactly. As realistic as it got, put it in the hazmat suit. Like everyone else walking around here.
There's another level here, too. Like he could resurrect Dolly a couple days later as a zombie.
Now she's
right?
Jesus.
And then, good. Now Dolly is terrorizing them and kind of stalking them throughout the house. It's going to take a little bit more work, maybe some pulley systems to do the puppeteer thing. But, I mean, that's really going to be effective.
I don't think I would have made Dolly die, but she would have been very sick. We would have had to put her in a little Dolly hospital, kind of like they have at American Girl in Manhattan.
The boy in the bubble.
Right.
The boy in the bubble. Right. Put her in.
Right.
Put her all under plexiglass.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Ann Raven, what do you think about this?
He's an insane father. That poor child is going to be talking about this in therapy in about 15 or 20 years.
Mm, those hands are going to be clean, though. I mean, he wants to make sure, I mean, to be fair and to sound absolutely insane, he wants to make sure that she's with us in 15 years. So,
well,
I mean, if you're a dad, you're desperate. You're trying to do what you have to do to protect him. Do you remember how Sandra Bullock was in Bird Box? She wasn't nice to boy and girl.
Right.
They didn't even have names until they were 5 and a half.
Yeah, right? But still.
No names.
Not mess with a kid's comfort object. You just don't.
Hopefully it was a doll she didn't like very much. Insane or genius?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I think I'm a little concerned that a five-year-old thinks an inanimate object can pass away to begin with. I mean, people have been using dolls for dramatic play and therapy for hundreds of years. It's really nothing new. But this little girl is mourning the loss of something that didn't actually exist. I would really look more into that, but the dad was really taking something that the country is hysterical about. I think he was absolutely right in using an extreme tactic to teach his daughter.
Majority of our audience has said that this was insanity. He should not have done it. But this Facebook message, I think, really hit it on the head. Depends on her age, Karen says. Under 6, nope, don't do it. Over 7, tell him she got sick, not died. That's cruel. 10 and over, the doll is dead as a doorknob.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.